This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Marty, with that Barry White voice. He goes by Big Daddy back in Cleveland. And in the 24 years I've known him, I never thought to ask if he ever used the pickup line, "They call me Big Daddy." Thanks for checking out the show. Hey, you know, I'm going to try something here and try to start shortening up the newscast a bit. You know, a lot of us are busy out there hustling, so I want to see if most folks would like it a bit more compact. Let me know. But sometimes, man, there's just so much stuff going on to laugh at, so let's see if I can keep it short.
My favorite stories of the day.
Yeah, let's see. L.A.'s wind advisory ended. That is good. And firefighters are reporting progress, putting out the wildfires there. And, hey, I can say I got a hold of Mike Mann. He does the DJ drops for the parody songs that run each episode between a new section break, like the one after this section coming up. Yeah, he lives in L.A., and he and his home are fine. That's good. Also good, sports. The women's new unrivaled 3-on-3 basketball league starts Friday night. And Saturday, NFL playoffs. The Houston Texans are beating the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, to get that one in. And speaking of Houston, I saw a report on ABC 13 that the Harris County District Attorney's Office has been reaching out to all defense attorneys in 3,600 criminal drug cases to let them know that rats have been eating drug evidence. They're eating the weed. They're eating the cocaine. They're eating the drugs. In the Houston Police Department's narcotics evidence room, which the DA's office says is really several vaults and large rooms. And in these large rooms, Mayor John Whitmire could not resist pointing out that they have 400,000 pounds of marijuana in storage that the rats are the only ones enjoying. And they've been running out and telling rat buddies to come get high with them in jail since at least last October. Yeah, that's when Houston cops first saw the infestation. Now, the DA is saying the critters only compromised one open case with two people on trial in that one. But boy, did they pick one to compromise. The DA's note to the attorney said this was a case involving cocaine, marijuana, and PCP, and that the rats got into an envelope of psychedelic mushrooms and ate all into that package. So word to Houstonians, yeah, y'all have rats high on shrooms around police headquarters downtown. Because look, if rats are breaking into jail to get high, they're breaking out too. High on shrooms and maybe weed, cocaine, PCP. But the lesson that Houston police and Harris County DA officials are taking from this, from their mouths, is to get rid of all the drugs from the thousands of old cases. Yeah, ABC 13 is reporting pictures showed one room filled to the ceiling with not much space to walk. But the other takeaway lesson I did not see them mention that they might want to is to seal up the walls and hire a good exterminator. And for the second newscast in a row, a dollar store made my favorite stories. In the Detroit suburb of Highland Park is where police say they caught a guy who walked into a Dollar General store the Saturday before last, around 10 a.m., started stuffing Hot Pockets into his pocket and ran out. But before he ran out, NBC affiliate News 4 Detroit is reporting court records show the store workers told the cops one of the workers walked up to the Hot Pocket bandit to let him know they see him. But then they say the dude started taking Hot Pockets out of his pocket and grabbed some chicken wings while yelling at workers. Now, with two hands, he must have put down something to hear workers tell it to cops, because they say then the Hot Pocket bandit showed he had a gun in another pocket and then left. But News 4 is reporting court records show the Dollar General manager told cops, yeah, they know the guy. He's a regular who works down the street. So police say they went down the street to the man's job and say they found him in the break room eating a Hot Pocket. They say they also found a 9mm handgun in his backpack, and that's all they charged him for, being a felon in possession of a firearm that they say he used to steal Hot Pockets. And I first saw the video of this while scrolling through Instagram, but then I saw the UPI reporting how on Monday morning, inside a Chicago-area Aldi grocery store, cops were called. And the over 8 million among us who saw the video on Instagram saw this cop with another standing next to him in the produce section shoving a broomstick in between shelves, almost like he was trying to get at something to poke it to come out. And that is exactly what he was doing, because somebody stood at the end of the aisle video recording all this, by the way, as the officer shoved that broomstick in between produce shelves and then reached in and pulled out a bushy tail.
Watch out, guys. Watch out.
And after warning everybody, then pulled out a coyote. which then scampered to its feet and hopped straight back in between the produce shelves. Had to do it all over again. It apparently took a bit, but they eventually got the coyote, which cops said was not hurt. Oh, but that produce section was hurt. Back in a moment.
The time when you're tuning in here, this is Mike Mann, keeping the party going with a classic from the Bishop Supreme, Slammy Sammy.
Let me tell you about a girl, she lives in stop six. Little bitty thing, she's always in my mix. Shooting crap just the other day, the girl snatched my dice and had to talk right away. Needless to say, it was a big embarrassment in front of my boys and my girl with that harassment. Slap happy thing, you better get you a woman if you want to be a man. Slap happy thing, I'm real.
I'm a real man, baby, better get rid of the plan.
Slap happy thing.
And now, for the world around us.
And when in Rome, do not do as the Romans do if looking to keep your junk private. But Falconer Juan Bernabe is proud of his junk now. After telling the world on a radio interview Monday and in social media posts showing off his junk that, yes, he is proud of his new prosthetic penis and that it makes him feel, quote, more masculine. Yeah, Bernabe has been posting pictures and videos of his penile implant. And he's actually a Spaniard, not from Rome, but had a job there, given his profession as a falconer. Yeah, he's the guy who handled the eagle mascot that flies over the stadium before every home game of pro soccer club Lazio. But Bernabe is no longer working for Lazio after the club put out a statement saying, in part, they were shocked to see the photographic images and video of Mr. Juan Bernabe, who was also suspended in 2021 for being video recorded giving a fascist salute. With his arm out that time. The 56-year-old said he has no regrets over sharing the images. But Italian newspaper La Repubblica is reporting Bernabe has now barricaded himself inside the soccer team's facility, where, by the way, he has lived the past 15 years. So he basically went to what's been his home and locked the door because Bernabe says he wants to talk with the owner, the same owner who fired him on Monday. After seeing what he has been showing and talking about in interviews and social media, yeah, the man just wanted the world to see he feels more like a real man now with his fake wee-wee. Now to the Barbra Streisand effect. Well, for those who have not heard or don't remember the Streisand effect, look this up. About 20 years ago now, the singer and actress sued a photographer over the shots he took from a helicopter of her clifftop mansion in Malibu. Now, Streisand argued it was an invasion of privacy and wanted the pictures taken off the internet because she had already been stalked and harassed by some fans. But the lawsuit itself made news, and so people started jumping online to see the pictures. And so, Streisand's lawsuit ended up defeating her own goal, the Streisand effect. Now, I'm only bringing this up because before the U.S. Supreme Court right now is a case out of Texas over a state law aimed at blocking kids and teens from checking out porn sites online. The law wants these sites to use age verification techniques, and these age checks usually amount to asking the person if they're old enough. And this is why popular porn purveyor Pornhub, yeah, I wrote that, took their site down in several states requiring age checks because it's hard to enforce. People lie. So the Supreme Court is going to decide on this Texas law sometime before the term ends in June. And when they do, it'll likely make headlines. More kids may end up finding out about these porn sites, and Streisand may be somewhere shaking her head. Back in a moment, but before we break.
It's the hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg Age.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
Real hip-hop and R&B matters. The hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg Age.
It's not often that you'd want to lean in for a close sniff of toilet paper. But the rose-scented paper rolls from Rosie will make you want to press those nostrils up against a roll. And there, you can inhale the rosy aroma soon to bless your bottom and feel the four plies of cotton ball softness about to caress your tush. Rosie bathroom rolls, because your butt deserves it.
Available nowhere.
What's up with what's going down, though?
Well, we might be able to blame the pandemic for something good going down for once, if relationships are seen as good, because new data from a Pew Research poll shows 42% of adults in 2023 did not have anyone to snuggle up with, down from peaking at 44% right before the pandemic in 2019. And the stats from Pew Research also show 2023's numbers marked a drop for the first time in about 20 years. So, about 2 years of being mostly shut in at home and not seeing faces through masks while in public may have led more of us feeling frisky enough to jump back into the dating game. Now, at this point, it seems what's also going down is TikTok. Yeah, news outlets are reporting that the popular social media app's Chinese owner ByteDance is planning to shut off the app on Sunday, leaving its 170 million American scrollers looking for somewhere else to post videos of their choreography skills with all the dances they post. Now, this is all because of the political ultimatum for ByteDance to either sell to a U.S. company or get banned. And on one hand, this will be good for parents who've been trying to pry that phone out of their kids' hands. But on the other hand, is where their kids' phones are already signing on to new social media sites. Yeah, Chinese social media app Red Note was the most downloaded on Apple's U.S. App Store over the past week or so. So if TikTok does shut down Sunday, it'll just be a game of whack-a-mole in trying to stop folks from posting the latest challenge on a Chinese social media app. Somebody famous had a birthday today. Celebrity.
I'm an officer. Have you been arrested for throwing a freak-off party?
Or for being video recorded relieving yourself on a teen girl in bed?
Or for using baby oil to a suspicious degree?
The law firm of McCracken and Butts is the team for you. We fight hard for our clients. No questions asked.
We don't want to know the answers. We only want our clients to know we have their backs. And a towel to wipe the baby oil off of their backs.
Our crisis management department has next-level experience with celebrity clients to protect you from harm, like sitting for a network interview after being indicted.
Call McCracken and Butts at 212-555-5555.
McCracken and Butts. It's what we do for you. That's exactly how.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays for Friday the 17th. And there are a lot, sorry, but there are good ones. Hey. Don't be afraid to catch feels. Starting with DJ Calvin Harris on those funk wave bounces. He's 41. Singer, actor, and sex tape OG Ray J is 44. Singer Kid Rock, 54. Singer Shabba Ranks, 58. Actor and artist Jim Carrey, Fire Marshal Bill, 63. The Bangles, lead singer and actor Susanna Hoffs, 66. Actor, show host, and comedian Steve Harvey is 68. Singer Paul Young is 69. And talk show host Mari Povich is 86. Then on Saturday, singer and actor Samantha Mumba will be 42. Korn singer or screamer Jonathan Davis will be 54. Rapper and producer DJ Quick, 55. Comedian and actor Dave Attell will be 60. And actor-director Kevin Costner, the bodyguard, will be 70. And then Sunday the 19th, comedian and actor Paul Rodriguez, 70. Actor Katie Sagal, Peg Bundy and Married with Children, 71. TV chef Paula Dean, 78. Singer Dolly Parton will be 79 on Sunday. And then Monday, The Roots drummer and Jimmy Fallon's band leader Questlove, 54. Dion and Clueless and Illegal in Blue actor Stacey Dash, 58. Comedian and HBO's real-time host Bill Maher will be 69. Sure, he has a joke about that. Kiss lead singer and guitarist Paul Stanley will be 73. And 10cc singer Eric Stewart is turning 80. Man, that was a jam back in the day. A nice and smooth way to break a lover's heart. I'm not in love, so don't forget it. It's just a silly phase I'm going through. Man, say that to a lover in real life, and the next song in this tit for tat would be from Jasmine Sullivan. I bust the windows out your car. Yeah, thanks again for tuning in, and have a great weekend, everybody. Talk to you Tuesday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.